Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you.
St. Patrick's Day is on a Monday this year.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Someone's getting a pinch today.
It's a lane violation. He made it, but Withers stepped in the lane.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Tigers win the tournament title.
If Memphis won that game, then that was going to free up a spot in the tournament, and that was going to be North Carolina.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, UCLA guard Kiki Rice, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis. Coming up, singer and actor Joey McIntyre. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Jay Billis was just on the program. He's an old kid on the block. Joey McIntyre is in our green room. He's coming out.
look at you.
What? What?
Just navigating, weaving words together, weaving and themes. You're a pro.
I'm just running point. That's all I'm doing. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Xander started watching Running Point last night. He comes in after he saw a couple of my scenes. He goes, "So you're on Running Point, Dad?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "You're really funny." Like, Dad, he went higher register.
Oh, man. How did you react?
My son went higher register.
Like, internally, you're like, oh, gosh.
Well, Susie says, like, you remember when you were a kid and, you know, like, how different your upbringing is that he's somebody who's looking at his dad on a show on Netflix. My dad was, you know, like a high school French teacher. Never really had that experience.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I got it. I get it.
But still, yeah. I'm like, you know what I said? I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of funny. You know?
You're like, I'm doing this all day.
And that was it. You know, then he walked out. Like, he was uninterested in having another conversation.
Yeah, done. Second.
You know why? Because there was another episode to binge. So basically, I lost out to myself. How's that sound? Not a weird way to start hour three?
Congrats.
I know, right? But anyway, I'm influencing TJ. I don't know if you're aware of that.
That's what you do.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Anyway, Joey McIntyre, his new tour, Freedom Tour, Phase 1, is going to stop at venues in the United States and Canada this April. Houston, Texas, and Dallas, Texas are the first couple of spots. And Chicago on April 8th. Those are three towns in which Joey McIntyre will be performing. And also, didn't get Cooper Cup. How's that for a little turn? Oh, by the way, and that includes Vegas, too, where New Kids is going to have another residency in June.
Nice.
So, everybody, stand back. Cooper Cup just wanted to go home again because Seattle said, we'll pay you $15 million a year to do it.
That's good.
And the
good
kid
reasons.
From Yakima, who no doubt is that kid who is basically like, what, 150 pounds soaking wet in high school no one was paying attention to? He's now a $15 million a year free agent acquisition for the Seattle Seahawks. And so last year, it was Geno to DK. Geno's like, I'm not signing for 40. I'm out. Or they're like, okay, now you're out. And DK got his exit visas. He's making $30 million a year. So you got a quarterback that wanted $40 million and a wide receiver that wanted $30 million. And the Seattle Seahawks are like, yeah, we're not paying our quarterback to wide receiver combination $70 million a year. So let's pay him 45. Let's go younger at the quarterback, older at the receiver, and pay him 45. Sold. Right around there. I'm shaving off a million or two, depending on the year and the guarantees and all the phony money and all that sort of stuff. And that's the Seahawks bet. That's it. We got Jackson Smith and Jigba, who is the clear number one there after what we saw last year.
Yep.
With all due respect to DK, who I'm sure doesn't like hearing that. And let's send DK out. Let's send Geno out. Let's get younger at quarterback. Let's get older at receiver. But we got more experienced at receiver. Let's call it that way. And you've got Cooper Kupp now, $15 million a year. Rams were like, $20 million a year is not cutting it. So we're cutting you. I'm obviously shorthanding it. And he's staying in division. He will be back in Los Angeles. Sam Darnold throwing to Cooper Kupp for the Seattle Seahawks, remaking themselves at the quarterback spot and wide receiver spots. Tyler Lockett's gone. DK Metcalf's gone. Cooper Kupp's coming in, and they're going to run the ball, and they're going to play action. And if Cooper Kupp stays healthy, we will see how much tread is left on that tire. An interesting bet. It's definitely one way when you're going to have to pay other guys on the line and the back end of your defense and other ways to go about it that you're like, okay, instead of paying Geno more than $40 million a year in ages 35, 6, and 7, we're going to pay Sam Darnold much less than that. How old is that kid? 27, right? I think he's 7 years younger than Geno. We'll pay him $30 million a year in ages 27, 28, 29.
Yeah, he'll be 28 in June.
Okay, so 28, 29, and 30. And Cooper Kupp, we'll pay him half of what we're paying DK. Can't push back on that, can you? Come on. If you have that option to get younger at quarterback,
I like that,
and not pay a receiver $30 million a year, as much as we're sitting here and talking about DK's excellence and paying guys what they're deserving to be paid. Certainly when you got Ja'Marr Chase at $40 million a year, but he's at the top end. And DK, we need to see him get to that position. And he also doesn't have a quarterback to throw to him right now. So that's playing into it. But even with DK going to Pittsburgh and not having somebody to throw to it, you, sir, as a New England Patriot fan with more money to spend on anybody you want, you even thought that was too rich.
Too much.
You don't want to start building a roster with a $30 million.
No, I don't.
Wide receiver.
Mm-mm.
So Seattle made that move.
And giving up the draft pick to get him? Nuh-uh.
I kind of think it's a smart bet that they're now amassing the draft choices for Geno and DK. And you are, you know, I guess technically handing the Rams a compensatory pick next year, but that's not the stuff you think about. You're thinking about, let's get the guy in. Let's start building our roster this way. Let's get going. And you're also playing off the fact that he wants to beat the old team. He knows the division. He knows the area. Kids coming home. Great story. I like it.
I like it, too. And I think in Seattle, you're probably looking at, hey, look, the Rams are probably the best team in this division, but the team that has run this division for a while is down. They're taking some beat. They're taking some punches. And I don't know if they're going to be there. Yeah, Arizona's up and coming, but I like our situation a little bit better. They think they can get back in the playoffs.
Do me this favor, and I don't normally ask about this stuff, but I'll ask it anyway. What does the town where Geno Smith went say about the number of wins for the 49ers this year at present? Is it north of eight?
It might not be out yet.
They don't do that sort of stuff yet?
I can give you division odds, Rich Eisen.
Okay. But they don't do individual wins yet? Even for Vegas, it's too soon?
Yeah. Can't,
for the town where you say you can bet on anything?
No win totals yet. Give me a second. Not on the site that I'm looking at right now. San Francisco is still the favorite to win the NFC West. They have
where? Where is this? I need a. Are you serious?
This is on FanDuel, a very popular American sports book.
I've heard about them.
They're plus 110. The Rams are plus 230.
What does that mean?
That means you bet a dollar to win.
No, I know that. $2. But give me percentages. Like I don't understand. Plus this, plus that. I don't get it. What does that mean?
It means the Niners are twice as likely to win the division than the Rams.
That isn't particularly.
I think that's insane. I agree with you.
What is it? Are you sure you're not looking at something that's dated?
Nope. Rich, my FanDuel browser stays up to date.
Oh, God.
This is what I do. It's one window he don't close.
Seahawks and Cardinals are almost 5-1.
Let me just say this. Okay. I am an optimist. I am an optimist. I'm a glass half full guy, even though Myles Garrett is causing me to see the glass half empty. Okay.
It couldn't have been taken this long for you to see the glasses happen.
You know what? I'm not a cynic. I look up, you know, I'm like Aaron Rodgers. I see the sunrise, not set. You know what I mean? I don't have the real estate to actually do it and put on a blanket and stare at the ocean and wonder about life.
It's just amazing that 25, 26 years into the game, it finally took Myles Garrett to break you.
He hasn't broken me yet.
Well, I mean, you see.
He's not going to put my what should I say here? My optimism on a tombstone on his front lawn just yet. Grim Reaper hasn't come for my optimism just yet. But
you know,
every time I think about it, I'm like, damn it.
So what did you want him to come out and just?
No, no. I know what he did. What he did, but it can turn me into a cynic, and I don't want to do it. But I still see the glass half full, and I see the 49ers have Nick Bosa and Fred Warner and Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle and Juwan Jennings, who could have been the Super Bowl MVP had they actually won that game. He would have had a great case for winning it. And Ricky Pearsall finished strong. And Brandon Ayuk's coming back. And they have a coach who knows what to do with what he's got and a general manager who drafts well. Mm-hmm.
These are all true.
These are all. I just gave you a very. They re-signed Kyle Juszczyk over the weekend. We thought that every time he thought he was out, they pulled him back in. Mm-hmm. And then another odd maneuver is like, let's tender Jordan Mason. So if he does get signed somewhere, we're going to get a certain draft choice. And guess what? Let's trade him to Minnesota anyway. And we're all wondering what the hell they're doing and what's going on there and how they're going to sign Purdy and what's he going to do once he does sign and how's it going to look. And I'm more optimistic about it. But to say that they're going to beat the Rams for the division, you got to be kidding me. I mean, what is that? I can't even call it, East Coast bias if...
Everyone's on the West.
Well, I know, right? I mean, this is the West Coast we're talking about. Come on now. Did they miss the divisional playoff run?
I don't know. I don't. I mean, I'm going to be betting the Rams. Just throwing that
out. I mean, how are the Rams not considered the favorite in the division?
I don't know.
Because as much as we just talked about Cooper
Purdy,
Kupp,
McCaffrey.
And how it's a, you know, John Schneider, general manager, one of the best in the business, made a run at Geno. Gave him an amount of money on the table. Geno said no, and they're like, okay, we'll send you to Pete. Maybe Pete will pay you. And they sent him, and then they got younger at the position and spending less money at the position. Then they send away a wide receiver in DK Metcalf. They get draft capital. They get older at the position, but they also are paying half of what the Steelers are paying a guy, and they already have a quarterback in Sam Darnold. And one of the reasons why they have that quarterback in Sam Darnold is the cause of why the Steelers don't have anyone to throw to DK Metcalf right now. And so that's a smart bet. Whether it's going to work or not, we will see. But it's a smart bet. And the Niners are dismantling, rebuilding, recasting, whatever you want to call it. But the Rams damn near beat the Philadelphia Eagles in a playoff season where nobody else came close.
They were that close.
In their
building in a snowstorm while their own hometown was burning.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing the LAFD stuff. And they almost beat the Eagles under those circumstances. And they just replaced Cooper Kupp with Devontae Adams. Almost in age-wise, apples to apples. But in terms of, you know, Hall of Fame credentials, it's a different section in the produce aisle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And come on now. And they signed Puna Ford from the Chargers. He doesn't have to change addresses. They signed one of the Jim's best up front in the middle. And adding him to that front seven? And still people think the 49ers have a better shot to win the division. Okay. I appreciate them for helping give us some content here on this very busy Monday. You're just messing with me, though, right?
I'm not.
Okay. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's bring out Joey McIntyre.
Let's do it.
Hey.
All right, let's do it. Joey McIntyre is in our green room, but no longer. He's going to come out here, and we're going to chat with him. I have a feeling he roots for Boston sports.
It's a good chance.
He's going to roll that dice. Hope it hits the point. That's next. In the NFL, there's no margin for error. As we just saw, one mistake can change the outcome of a game and a season, and the biggest game at that. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. And that's why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, because they provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Imagine what it can do for you. I know. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but guess what? It makes the world of difference. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, save 40% on the new Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Can you just clean that up, please, sir? Thank you. At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, we were supposed to have Joey McIntyre here on St. Patrick's Day, no less. Cool. And it was, you know, it's a bummer, though. In his place is Derek White of the Boston Celtics.
Yes!
Wait a minute. No, yes. It's just Joey McIntyre in a sequin.
This is fantastic. Yeah.
Derek
well,
White.
The new kids like to bling gamer. Up their jerseys, their Boston jerseys. So it says McIntyre on the back.
Does it really?
Happy St. Patty's Day. Should I give him the McIntyre on the back?
I mean, it is my day. It is my people's day.
Wow. Oh, I usually have my hands in the air and waving like I just don't care with this outfit.
Why are you covering it up with the hoodie? What are you like?
Well,
it's
cold. Reveal.
You're off the bench. Yeah. Come on now. You're ready. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna
Much better.
Yeah.
I get to see all of it now.
Happy St. Patty's
Day,
everybody.
Why isn't Vistaprint in sequin? I don't understand.
Why is it?
Because we didn't get the endorsement, just the Celtics did. If they did...
Wick Grusbeck is just sucking in. He's Wick sucking
Wick,
in
I can
Vistaprint
say he's a good
dollars.
Friend of mine. God bless
really?
Him.
Is he really?
Yes, yes. We have a connection. We have a.
What's the connection?
My son was born with severe hearing loss, and his son is blind. So the Mass Eye and Ear, great institution in Boston, we've done some fundraising.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, Boston, home of the Celtics, the world champion Celtics, and some of the greatest hospitals and healthcare in the United States, on planet Earth.
That's right.
For sure.
That's right.
The Boston Celtics. getting
Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Did I say it yet? I'm going to keep saying it.
Keep saying it. We're in the green. An absolute friggin' leprechaun just showed up here. I had no idea.
Yes.
Okay. The radio audience is returning in just a matter of moments, and there's lots to talk about when everybody comes back here.
I love that.
Freedom Tour Phase 1. Freedom's your new album. You got the residency in June.
Yeah.
There we go, right there. Where's the sequence? This is just for us, huh?
I'm keeping it organic and kind of.
I like it. You know, like you're like shocked right there, Joey. I'll be honest with you. Like you didn't expect the photograph.
You mixed it up. You know, you mix it up, Rich. You can't give him the matinee idol look every time. You know, there's got to be. By the way,
yes, Joey McIntyre.
This from the guy whose logo. Has anybody asked you where you're going? Your logo. Like, where are you running to?
You know what?
Is any?
Yes, I have an answer.
Rich.
By the way, nobody's.
You're doing great. It's okay.
Nobody's ever asked me that question.
Weird.
You know where I'm running?
Do you know?
I know exactly where I'm running to, sir. I'm running to glory.
Yes.
That's where I'm running. I'm running to the tape. You know what I mean? This is me running my 40-yard dash. That's actually me running. I shouldn't say that, actually. But that was born out because I run in my suit at the Combine. At least I did that every year. Now I do it for charity in Los Angeles.
Okay. Got it.
But when we first started here over 11 years ago, DirecTV helped birth us. And I remember going into the offices across the way here, and they showed me, here's the logo that we have in mind. It's you running the 40. And it was an exact replica of my running style, where my right leg is flared out beyond the rest of my body. And I'm like, as long as you make it into a more athletic pose, I'm in. And I watched them actually.
It's pretty badass.
I watched them move my leg back in into a much more athletic running pose. But that's it right there.
Well done.
Thank you, sir.
It's a keeper.
That's where I'm running. That's where I'm running to.
It's a keeper.
To glory. So let's just jump in here. Your Celtics going to repeat or what? What do you think, Joey?
Well, they're ebbing and flowing. I think so.
They're more flowing than ebbing, if I had to guess.
Yes. I think, you know, we're gonna do all right. But you never know with the playoffs. I was lucky enough to be courtside for Game 5, the clincher. Shout out to my friend Donnie Wahlberg because he had a little something to do with that. But yeah, it was a beautiful thing to watch, and I think we're going to be okay. I don't know. Is it going to be Lakers and Celtics? Could we be so lucky?
I don't know, man. I watched Oklahoma City last night against Milwaukee, and that thing was just a wrap from jump, and because they are outstanding on defense. They are outstanding, and SGA is the MVP and all of that. He's unstoppable. He just creates his own shot, and it's very difficult. But Porzingis just came back from whatever was ailing him, and that's a big difference maker for the Celtics.
This might be too much information, but I have his gum from that final game.
Okay. I will follow up with the obvious question.
I'm going to cover it in one of those glass domes.
Okay.
And I might gift it to you for one of your amazing shows over here.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was during the game. He comes back in. He was chewing gum. And it's a timeout. And he takes it out of his mouth and just kind of tosses it. Again, I'm courtside.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
I grew up in Boston.
Sure.
If Larry Bird spit, you'd like wipe it up and put it in your pocket.
Yes,
so Porzingis, and the gum's there. So then I put it under my seat and then I put it in my pocket and I still have it. I told him after the game.
With your bare hand.
Who cares? blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you told him?
I told him. He, as you might imagine, he has a great sense of humor. He's a very present guy. Like, I told him that as the streamers are going, I got your gum! And he just kind of looked down at me and laughed. But I'm going to present it to him someday. But yeah, that's the kind of fan I am.
Chris, can you look this up on the internet? Sure. TJ, look it up. How many gum presentations have there been in the history of sports? Would this be the first of its kind?
I'm just going to guess zero. I'm sitting on gold. I really am.
I now need to another follow-up. Bubble gum?
It was bubble gum. It was a pink. Yeah, it's like a beige now.
Okay.
It's losing its color.
And another follow-up question is, did you just meet Donnie Wahlberg? Or how? Okay, very good. So how many games have you been to this year then?
Zero. I'm an LA guy, so I haven't been back to the Garden.
Not even when the Celtics came out here? You didn't go to see that?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
You're too busy being a father and a human.
I'm trying to make a record, some dates,
Taking photographs for your tour, doing that sort of stuff. That's a great one. That's a great one. It does.
Yeah, that was it. It took me like half a day to nail that one. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. The Freedom Tour Phase 1.
Yes.
Show and tickets info available now at joeymcintyre.com. You're starting off in Houston and Dallas. And off you go on your Freedom Tour. And then your new album, released in January, premiered on the Billboard album sales charts, top 5 on iTunes and Apple Music.
Yes,
congratulations
it did well.
On that. Congratulations on
that.
The
old bugger still getting a few head turns, I guess.
How did it all start, man?
Way back when?
Yes, sir. I want the way back story.
It started with a guy named Maury Starr, who produced New Edition's first album. So mm-hmm. New Edition are the new kids' heroes. We constantly give them their flowers because without New Edition, there wouldn't be a New Kids on a Block. But they were from our hometown of Boston. And Maury Starr is this larger-than-life character, but very, very talented and wanted to do it again because they split up. And he met Donnie Wahlberg. And then Donnie Wahlberg was this lightning in a bottle. And the way our boy band got together was so up from your bootstraps, working class Boston. Mm-hmm. You know, Donnie grew up with the rest of them. I was one town over singing show tunes. And, you know, there's no blueprint to putting something like that together. And we were lucky enough to have good parents and want to work hard and want to get up on whatever stage was presented to us and try to, you know, win them over. And we've been doing that ever since. And we got the greatest fans in the world and we try not to mess it up. And so far we haven't.
How did you meet Donnie? How did that come across?
Well, those guys went to school together. I was, again, one town over. I grew up in community theater and mm-hmm. I was, they called around to public schools and it said, do you know any little white kids who can sing and dance? It was literally that. And there weren't many little white kids who could sing and dance
in Boston
at the time. And but the calling card was New Edition because Maury Starr produced New Edition. So it was like, wow, you know, Candy Girl and Cool It Now. And I was literally falling asleep to their album. And we all have the same story. He lived in this dilapidated brick building in Roxbury, Massachusetts, and he was a character, but he had a lot of heart. And, you know, we just had that right concoction of Jordan Knight and his brother John and Danny Wood and Donnie Wahlberg, and I was the little pipsqueak that came last, and here we are.
And so do you remember how old were you when you first strolled in and that group that had already been formed?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You're now literally the new kid on the block, right?
Yeah. I was 12, actually.
Damn.
And they were 15 and 16. So it was a big difference, yeah.
Yeah, and so that had to be like a little overwhelming for you, right?
It was. Are you going to get, is this going to be that interview where you're going to make me cry about the trauma?
Don't be the hard bitten asshole.
No, genuinely, it was a lot. I mean, I was thrown into that, but it was like having older, I think I liken it to having older siblings, except I was the youngest of 9, but I was the baby and like taken care of.
Yeah.
Then I was thrown into 4 of the teenagers and it wasn't so sweet at times, but it was good kids though. I mean, we were blessed in good families, you know, again, working class Boston. I think that was the fabric that gave us that grit, and you do your best. You never know what's going to hit and what's not. But
well, when did you know you were hit? When did that happen?
Our first album was a flop, and then the second one, Hanging Tough, our first single, Please Don't Go Girl, had a shot, and we literally went down to New York and pounded the pavement and got a chance to perform at the Apollo Theater. And they gave us a standing ovation and we got on the road. We went from performing nowhere to opening up for Tiffany at the time. So we went from, you know, church basements to performing for 10,000 girls a night. So
Tiffany.
Yeah. It was, you know, you really need those freaking breaks, you know what I mean, to make it happen. And we did, but we wanted to, you know, take over the world. We had that kind of energy, like that nonstop, like, let's go. Yeah, it worked out.
What was the first sports figure that came up to you as a fan that blew you away, man. Joey? Like, you're like, oh, man.
Well, I mean, Larry Bird at that time in the 80s was just...
He was a big New Kids guy?
He wasn't. now he is. Now he is because, you know, we make sure of it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And, yeah, we have a lot of history with, you know, Boston. We wrote Hangin' Tough for the Celtics just as an anthem, and it ended up being a number one record. So, you know, I mean.
So you're sitting around saying we got to write something for the Celtics? Is that what it was?
That's what the guys did. Jordan, Donnie, and Danny, you know, went to Maurice and said, we got to make this anthem. And that's what it was, you know. We weren't thinking it was going to be a number one record. And, you know, but it's just, it's what our, the fabric of our group is so much a part of Boston and the sports scene and chip on your shoulder. This is before we won everything under the under the sun. This is before we won. I mean, we won a couple of times in the 80s, a few times in the 80s.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit of a drought.
A bit of a drought in 86 years with the Sox and yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're a Sox guy, too, I imagine.
Yep. Yeah. No,
okay. So is Big Poppy a big New Kids guy? I'm just trying to
Big
hunt
Poppy,
and peck here for who's the sports fan, the sports person that we would least expect.
Well,
that is a diehard New Kids. What do you got?
I'm sure a lot of their wives were fans and are fans, but no, I think you know, Donnie is once he stops acting and singing, he'd be a great sports guy. I mean, he really, really knows.
What do you mean,
stuff.
Like do this sort of stuff?
Not as good as you, Rich, but
oh,
no, no, but he I'm surprised he hasn't been on. But I mean,
I think he has been a long time ago. But.
He and Brown right now, Jaylen Brown are tight because when Brown got drafted and everybody booed, Donnie tweeted out, "Watch it, this guy is something." Like he. He sees the analytics of the whole thing, and Brown never forgot it. You know, that's why they hugged on the court, you know, and Brown, when the streamers are coming down, I videoed it, but Brown said day one, you know, and he remembered that. Because just Donnie has that sixth sense that you guys have.
So he got a hug from Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
And you got Porzingis' gum.
That's exactly.
Did I get this right? Did I pick all this up?
Fine by me. Fine by me. My feet were on the streamers. My feet were on the parquet while I watched the game. And you know, just I was right next to the Dallas bench and Irving. I knew it was over when I saw Irving do this.
Oh, he took his jersey out of his
left,
shorts.
And I'm like, he's as close as that. And he did that with 2 minutes. And it was like,
so
we did it again. It was amazing.
It's going to happen, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And Derek White's unbelievable. It's an excellent choice of your jersey. I mean, where'd he come from? Did he come from like the Spurs, right?
It was trade? It was a midseason trade with the Spurs.
For who? Like, what? Do we even remember? Because the guy he's unstoppable.
He's a steal.
And now Peyton Pritchard just shot a three from the green room and made it. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's crazy what's going on.
Celtics sent Josh Richardson and Romeo Langford and a first-round pick to the Spurs for Derek White. February 10th, 2022.
That's Rick Roby for Kevin McHale. That's right up there.
That's a good one, man.
Right up there.
That's
but yeah,
pull.
He's amazing. Luck of the Irish, baby. Happy St. Patrick's.
At the time, people had to be wondering, why are the Celtics trading a first-round pick for this guy?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. Now we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he shaved his head. When he shaved his head, he went to a different level.
Yeah, that was he became Derek Havlicek, as I like to call him, because he became
unstoppable. I never put that two and two together, but it's pretty obvious.
He does everything.
And Joey, just to go back, you mentioned your appearance at the Apollo. You guys ought to imagine how crazy that is. There's five white kids from Boston who are at the Apollo in Harlem, New York, and they got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder you guys blew up. Because if you won that crowd over, then you're going to win everybody over.
Well, the backstory there is that we only performed for black audiences growing up in Boston. only because we were at R&B Act, and that's where we could play. By the way, we were just incredibly just. It's, you know, the thing is, you're making broad remarks about, you know, a culture or a people, but we were so encouraged and so held up by the black community in Boston because there was such joy around it. Mm-hmm. And we had that's where we could perform. So it wasn't that much of a like shock performing from but the Apollo is the hardest audience, you know, historically to perform for. So, it was intense. It was a beautiful thing.
It worked out, man. And then the Vegas residency, you're back in June.
Yeah.
What is that like?
We haven't, we open June 20th. That's one thing that was still on the table for us to play Vegas. And I think we all know that it's the Mecca now for, you know, music. And
residencies are their commitment, it's big.
I mean, they branded a residency. I think people come in and out. It's not like Elvis doing 8 shows a week. It's like we're literally doing 8 shows like every 3 months, but it is, we are sitting down at the MGM Park. We have all the bells and whistles. We already see the drawings and we're, you know, kind of building it now, and it's pretty spectacular. The things you can do when you're not putting everything on 8 trucks and going to the next city. So it's exciting.
So how long do you wind up staying there? What's the longest you're hanging there in Vegas, I
guess? Like 3 weeks.
Okay,
yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah. We'll start, you know, boots on the ground probably June 1st and, you know, start doing all the stuff.
And you guys can still stand hanging around each other? I mean, after all these years?
You know what I notice? What? It's not, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. When I'm away from them, I kind of want to keep doing my thing. Mm-hmm. The thing is, when I'm with them, it's so much fun. I never feel that way. And
no kidding.
It's a gift. Yeah, it really is. We always seem to have chosen friendship and family over business, which is not always the easy call, but we're still doing it.
And I'm mandated to bring this all together. You said the Vegas residency starts what day?
Is it June 20th.
Did you choose that date on purpose because it would be clear of any NBA finals?
We've never done that. It's always been in there. We fit it in because we had a tour last summer and we fit it in. Game 5 lined up perfectly.
So it sounds like to me, like somebody made a specific choice here.
We pray to the basketball gods that it'll happen again.
Man, that's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
You know. But it's not like Vegas, Elvis, but you're dressed like Elvis dressed as Derek White. Elvis. That's how you're coming correct.
Yes.
Okay. You got any good St. Patrick's Day stories in the McIntyre family you want to pass along?
I got a joke.
Okay.
There's a flight from Boston to Dublin on Aer Lingus, and they're kind of, you know, about going up 20,000-30,000 feet in the air, and they're having a little few issues, and the pilot calls back to Boston. He says, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm having a bit of trouble. I was wondering if you could help me out. And Boston radios back, all right, well, let's start with your height and location, and we'll go from there. He said, I'm 5'2", and I'm at the front of the plane. Me to you, Rich.
A St. Patrick's Day joke from Joey McIntyre, dressed like a sequined Derek White.
No, there you go.
In support of the Freedom Tour Phase 1, the Freedom album, and the New Kids residency. There's nothing more St. Patrick's Day that I could ask for than this, sir. Yes. Fantastic. Okay, so I got it all right. Joey, I hope. Yeah. JoeyMcIntyre.com for show and ticket info. It's available right now. Houston, Dallas, St. Louis, and Chicago are first up for you. Congratulations on the new album, Freedom. And again, the steel right there that we're seeing
I think our logos go well together, actually. We're both running.
Are you running or holding up a wall?
And I'm running now. I thought I was.
Okay.
Actually, I'm pushing you
Pushing away. Me away.
You're trying to
catch up,
lap me, and I'm giving you the Heisman.
You are giving me the Heisman.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And the New Kids on the Block, Las Vegas residency. Everybody check that out. as you're still selling out arenas after all these years. Congratulations on everything, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
Come back here whenever you want.
I'm in. Thank you.
You know, you want to be our official Celtic.
Can I just have that couch and just sit in?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Come. You don't have to just wait till St. Patrick's Day.
But I have to wear this every time.
You don't have any others? That's the only one? I'd imagine.
I was going to go full Red Sox, but then it was St. Patty's Day. So, well, yeah, I got more bling in the closet.
Opening day's around the corner. You know what I mean?
That's what I would say. You know,
and we're back.
What does that mean, we're back?
It means we're back.
Meaning what?
We're going
pitchers
a little serious.
And catchers and all that jazz?
Red Sox,
opening day?
Back.
Yeah.
We're back. Bregman is just hits after hits. The kids are hitting. No one's talking about Walker Buehler has been silently dominating this spring training.
Oh, my God. You're talking spring training. This guy over in the back, the Met fan over there, and TJ Jefferson, he's already getting the Canyon of Heroes parade because Juan Soto's hitting home runs, and Clay Holmes, his opening day starter's got a new pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
How's your team doing?
Not great because everybody's hurt. At least we could at least extrapolate from spring training what that is.
We could have told you that before the season.
All right, let's not argue in front of Joey. It's embarrassing. We can't have it.
Joey's going to be on Chris's side because they rep the same squad.
Absolutely. All right. What jersey were you going to wear, Red Sox? What do we got? Old school Poppy? Noma from back in the day? Noma.
I forget what number I had.
Is it Mike Greenwell?
Ooh, good one.
Could have been Mookie Betts, but, you know.
No.
It's too soon, Rich. Too soon.
Is it really?
Too soon. It will always be too soon.
Is that right? I'm sorry.
I'll be 90 and it'll be too soon.
I didn't mean to do all that.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for please, I've never said this to another human being. Bring us Porzingis' gum.
I'm going to do it.
Because we could make a real, like...
Boom. Yeah, I need one of those glass domes.
Yeah, sort of let you put, you know, like, I guess, what, muffins or bread in the kitchen. Like, right? I mean,
I don't know, something like that. Yes, yeah, cylindrical.
I don't know what else to call it.
Yes, cone,
like
glass cone.
Like a glass cone.
Like and I want to get, like, a pin and just have the gum sitting on top of it.
Right, like a presentation, like it's a championship ring.
Yes.
But instead, it's the gum of a used gum of a very, very tall European.
Yes.
Right? Does that work?
Why don't I present it to him on your show?
You know what? Now you're talking.
Let's dream.
Let's dream. I think we just wrote a new song.
That should be the name of your new album.
Let's dream. It's the next one.
That's the
follow up to Freedom. Let's dream.
And they're like, why is Joey McIntyre's newest album cover used chewed gum?
Oh, okay. Used chewed gum. That's cooler, actually. There you go.
Oh, man. Joey McIntyre again. Check out the Freedom Tour Phase 1, joeymcintyre.com. Freedom, the new album. And of course, we'll see you in Vegas, if not beforehand. Good to see you, bud.
It's time for basketball, and Uber Eats is dropping deals on game day favorites to keep you locked in on the action. Like when you're craving a buzzer beater, but also buffalo wings. Or when an upset makes you want to ugly cry into a pizza. And right now, Uber Eats has game day deals from McDonald's, Popeyes, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, and hundreds more local favorites. So you can keep your eyes on the ball and your hands on a hamburger. Order now, only on Uber Eats. Product availability varies by region. See app for details.
You don't wake up dreaming of McDonald's fries. You wake up dreaming of McDonald's hash browns. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
During the filming of The Outsiders, you turned 18 and the other boys in the cast pranked you by trashing your hotel room by saran wrapping the toilet and spraying fire extinguishers into the room. Is that a true story?
Absolutely true. It was like, that was my college experience. I was turning 18. It would have been the equivalent of going away from home for the first time. And that's my fraternity. Those guys are my frat brothers.
What a shot into this seven day. Across, man. Jeez, look at that.
It's a good group.
Look how tough Tom Cruise is trying to look in that photo.
Dude, Tom Cruise was such a baller. He was probably one of my closest friends, and he was so great. And I always looked up to him, and he always had these cool things he would come up with. And I remember he was the first guy that ever came up with this conceit of tightening the titles of the movies he was in to make them sound badass.
Like
he did this, you know, the football movie, All the Right Moves?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, when I was making moves, and I was like, he's a badass.
It's baller.
It's so baller. But then, you know, it was a problem when he'd be like, yeah, when I was making Cocktail, it was kind of, you know, and I liked
No. Oh. The other one's no good either.
It was long.
Yeah, when I was in tail.
When I was in tail, you can't do it either way.
Can't do it either way. Yeah. It's no good. So you'd go like wing? Is that what you do when you did TV?
No, when I was doing West.
When you were in West.
You know, when Marty Sheen and I were doing West.
You know, on the set of Boy, me and Chris Farley.
No, yeah, when I was on a Boy, and Oxford Blues sets up just blues.
See, it's important to choose. If you choose the wrong one, it's not as good.
There's always one that's cooler. Like, which is, like when I was doing Recreation, doesn't it? But if I'm doing Parks,
right,
instead of Parks.
You did Parks.
Yeah, man, Amy Poehler and I in Parks, we laughed all the time. On Parks.
On the set of Wayne, I was just, you know.
And by the way, you want to talk about Tom Cruise, too. This was the fact that blew our minds when the last Mission Impossible came out, and he was running all over
amazing.
London.
Right?
And
the best movies ever.
On like a broken ankle that had just healed or whatever. Is that he is right now the age in these movies doing this that Wilford Brimley was during Cocoon. That's a fact.
That is.
That's boom, like mind blowing.
It's mind blowing. It's.
I don't know what it is. What makes it mind blowing is that Tom Cruise is doing that at that age, or Wilford Brimley was really that young in Cocoon.
I did a movie with Wilford Brimley. He was the first great character actor I ever worked with. It was a movie called Hotel New Hampshire. What are we doing on that one?
So when you did Hampshire?
When I was doing Hampshire, Hampshire.
It's better than Hotel. When you did Hotel.
How about just when I was doing New?
When you did New, right?
When I was doing New.
Camp.
When I was working on New with Brimley.
Happy 61st birthday to one of our favorite guests, one of the greatest guests in the history of talk shows, a grade A storyteller with none worse the wear of any story possible, Rob Lowe. Honestly, one story after another.
Best. I mean, the guy's been famous for like 45 years.
So, by the way, the star of Thieves is here.
there you go.
Or Den, or star of Den.
Thieves is cooler.
Thieves is here, and he needs to apparently wipe down the chair.
Wow. That's so ridiculous. That's
because up, Joey McIntyre was wearing head-to-toe Celtics gear. Are you literally wiping down the seat before you sit down, O'Shea? Is that literally?
You
got to
sanitize this place, Rich. You just never know, you know. It's a health issue.
So we have a green C in the window. Now it's a blue A. Is what you're saying?
Come on, bro. Anything that's not LA. That green. And I know I'm wearing green for tradition, but I have an Irish name.
Ah, O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here on the Rich Eisen Show on St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
All right. You just, for the radio audience, he just sat down in the chair.
Yeah.
I'll burn
this hoodie.
Wiped it down.
Yeah. I'll burn the hoodie still when
wiped
I
wiped it down because there was a Celtic fan who just sat in it. Uber Eats is delivering game day deals all tournament long because you can't watch 8 hours of basketball a day on an empty stomach. From burgers to wings, pizza to chicken sandwiches, whatever you're craving, Uber Eats has deals on all your game day favorites so you never have to miss a single buzzer beater. Get game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. Remember, get game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. Last time we saw O'Shea Jackson Jr., the Lakers had 40 wins.
Lakers.
And he's now here, and they still have 40 wins. So are you nervous and concerned? What's going on with your Lakers
no,
right now?
Why we not? Won. We won. We didn't win. We just beat Phoenix.
So I'm sorry. That's 41 wins. My bad. That's right.
Now.
My bad.
When you have me on, we win. That's all I heard.
I see what you're saying.
Yes.
So you're not concerned?
No, not at all. I honestly think all these injuries are just I'm not going to say that they're not real, but I'm going to say that they're taking a little bit extra time for a playoff run.
Okay. I'll be honest. This is not straight up. This is not this is straight up, but I'm not doing this just to troll. I watched Oklahoma City last night. Start to finish. First time I've seen Oklahoma City start to finish in maybe about 2 weeks. They're real, man. Yeah. I have a feeling I don't think anybody's beating them in the West. I really believe that.
Okay.
You don't believe that?
Never. I didn't believe it before I had Luka Doncic. You know who you're talking to.
So who's going to be, who's on SGA? Who's marking him? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, they'll figure it out. I believe in J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick, who is my coach of the year, with all respect to Bickerstaff.
Or Daniel of Oklahoma City.
No.
Where they could win 60 games. If they don't lose another one the rest of the year, they have 70 on the nose. So
they'll lose, Rich.
Okay,
it's perfectly fine. I am a Los Angeles Laker. You are going to have to kill me for me to give up.
Are you concerned over there, Christopher? when you watch OKC?
They're really good. The other day, you know, there's a close.
I know there's Cavs
when they played Boston last week. Cleveland has no chance. When they played Boston last week, Porzingis was still out, and Jaylen Brown was kind of sick, and he had a bad game. So, but I want to see both teams at full strength. Obviously, OKC's going to have home court, but they've been awesome this year.
OKC's real close to full strength, real close. And Holmgren's been back for a bit.
He's back a little bit, but Jaylen Williams has been out.
I know. So. But
Boston has played probably, maybe 20% of their games at full lineup this year.
Bro,
so
OKC defends, man. They defend. Their defense is.
I'm happy for them. The city needs
it'd be a great finals.
Yeah, it's great for the populace of Oklahoma. I'm happy that they finally get their Thunder back and all that. You know, it's all great. Okay. But you know who you're talking to here. All right. Me and Chris and Adam Silver, we know what we want in the finals. We know what's happening. The writing's on the wall, and the league is just going to have to get used to it.
You know, you have your no contest wrestling co-host in the corner there rooting for his Clippers.
Root.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm also a realist.
Mm-hmm.
I know I ain't got nothing to say. Come.
Yeah, you gotta be when you're a Clipper fan.
Man, hush.
What? Clippers are once again in that realm of like they've got the guys to put something together if they can only stay healthy. And they're all they play all season long for just staying healthy, and then it doesn't matter their seeding, and now they fell into the play-in spots. At any rate, who's on? Everyone should know this. No contest wrestling for the next few months is moving to Mondays because we are Women's Sports Now is going to be using the studio on Wednesdays to record for Thursdays, and I appreciate you guys accommodating.
Well, you know, women's sports here, no contest. Yeah.
So, what do you got? Who's your guest?
Oh,
today.
Today we have Jada Parker, who is an up and coming star on NXT from the WWE.
Okay,
and I am a me and TJ are fans.
Very good.
And we also have Emily Bett Rickards, who plays Mildred Burke in Queen of the Ring. So we're just trying to show our versatility as interviewers.
That'll be. In your ear gate or on our YouTube channel later on.
Ear gate is crazy.